This is the Parental Alienation Speaks podcast. I'm Cheryl Mefford. One of the most powerful weapons an alienator has is ambivalence. It's a slow fade that turns every positive memory, every positive touch, every positive moment with a target parent to something negative, sinister, and full of hate and anger. It's a slow trickle of poison over a long period of time that seeps into every nook and cranny of the child's relationship with a parent once loved. In the book Divorce Poison by Dr. Warshak, he writes, "Parents intent on fostering alienation of affection rely on their children's ambivalence as their most powerful ally." So, what is ambivalence exactly? Ambivalence is that thing that gives us both positive and negative feelings about something or someone. For instance, maybe you have a puppy dog that you love very much, but your dog barks a lot, and it really drives you crazy. But you love that puppy dog so much that you don't focus on the barking. Instead, you tolerate the barking because you love the dog. In parental alienation, what happens is that the child eventually loses the ambivalence or the positive and negative feelings they have towards the target parent. So they no longer look at the target parent through a lens of both positive and negative feelings, but instead have totally negative feelings towards that parent. In order to move a child from ambivalence to lack of ambivalence, selective attention is used. This simple but calculated method shines light into the cracks and crevices of the target parent's relationship with the child and peels back the layers of love and security the child once knew. According to Dr. Warshak, to accomplish this, the alienator takes every opportunity to focus the child's attention on the traits and behaviors of the target parent that the child dislikes. It's like watching a magician direct attention to his left hand while he reaches in his pocket with his right hand. The child only sees what the alienator wants them to see. Over time, when little to nothing positive is said about the target parent, negative perceptions, feelings, and memories will crowd out the positive, and the child will react to the target parent as if he or she is all bad. Here are four ways from the book Divorce Poison to teach your children how selective attention is used to manipulate their thoughts. Number one, use commercials to help identify the difference between what is being sold and what is said in the fine print. Number two, show how selective attention can be used to devalue a person. Use familiar examples with your kids, like athletes. Help them understand that if we only judged an athlete by their errors, we would have a distorted picture of his or her abilities. Number three, after laying the previous groundwork, relate selective attention personally to your children. Ask them how they would feel if their teacher judged their ability based only on their lowest test grades. Relate to them that nobody's perfect, everyone has flaws, and nobody should have to be judged solely on their worst day. Number four, finally, relate the child's understanding of selective attention to your ex's bad-mouthing and bashing. Explain your concern that if they only hear about and think about your bad points and mistakes, they will forget all the good things about you. Dr. Warshak writes, it's important to use good timing in following these steps. It's usually best to spread out this process over several conversations rather than do it all at once. Try to strike a balance between this type of conversation and interaction with your children that is enjoyable and gratifying. Pick up your copy of Divorce Poison today to learn more about ambivalence, selective attention, and other ways to combat a poisonous ex. If you found this information helpful, please like and subscribe to my channel and go to parentalalienationspeaks.com to learn more about our story. I'm Cheryl Mefford, and I'm fighting for childhoods.